Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of...
Freedom Only.
Oh! My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about...
Legends Only.
It's the biggest news in the country, America.
This actually is it. It happened.
It did.
Mash the soundboard.
Of what?
Do we have confetti?
Slay!
Okay.
No,
we
I
have
don't.
BB. We have BB. That's just as good.
I don't have Rosie screaming confetti on
okay.
the soundboard.
Well, anyway.
I'll add it in post.
We say all
producer?
This.
Producer?
We say all this to say Britney is free. Oh, I thought we were going to harmonize.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Do it again.
Britney is free. There we go.
At last.
No, we're talking about her later.
Oh, yes, we are.
So this is it. This was the big hearing. It actually happened.
Like, happened?
It actually happened. After 13 years, the conservatorship is over. Huge.
Yeah, not just one, but like both of them, person and estate.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was like some weirdness of the estate.
No.
No, that's done too. Okay.
So the entire
whole thing
is
over.
Terminated.
Yeah. I can only imagine how much relief she is feeling right now and how excited. I mean, she did post plenty already.
Mm-hmm.
Best day of her life. So happy. She posted footage from the rally. There were people there that listened to the pod. They tagged us in it.
Yes.
Shout out to y'all. There was a brief yellow dress moment that went away, right? She posted like a best day. We know she's a tweet and delete kind of girl. But there was, you know, a couple posts celebrating. And yeah, I mean, just this is pretty surreal. 13 years later. You know, I posted a little thing on my Instagram, which...
I really liked your Instagram post. I feel like it summed up...
Where we're at.
How I feel as well.
Yeah.
Would you like me to read it?
Sure.
Shall I narrate Moomoo's Instagram post?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Also, where did you get that print from Justin?
So it was a gift... that I actually got a year ago. Well, not a year ago. Whenever I moved into my apartment, my friend David got it for me as a gift.
Oh.
So.
He sells them?
Yeah, he sells the prints. Yeah, they're fantastic.
Okay, not sponsored. Sorry, I just like went on a tangent, but.
I think he does commissions, but he also, yeah, he sells the prints, so.
Justin Teodoro?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, love his illustrations. Anyway, we stan.
Yes, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
And a Britney fan.
I just liked your post.
Oh, thank you.
Very rare.
That's actually true. T. Kyle doesn't like posts on Instagram.
No.
That's a fun fact about
I had
him.
To confess to someone that I like don't scroll Instagram the other day.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Okay. So Brad wrote what?
No, it's just fun. Go ahead.
I grappled 2 years ago with respecting the privacy of a stranger who became a part of my identity and watching her life become tabloid fodder yet again. Those who pushed past the doubt and lies and did the digging at times when it seemed too far-fetched to believe and too off-limits to intrude brought a profound darkness to light that continues to reveal itself. I may barely believe in the legal system in this country at this point, but I do believe in karma. After freedom comes justice. May it come swiftly. I love you forever. Brittany, love. Heart.
Yeah.
That, very well said.
Thank you. That does kind of just sum up where we've been at for the past 2 years. And obviously, there have been so many people literally on the streets and documentarians, journalists who have pushed past all of the lies that we were told and all of the mistruths that were sort of, I mean, this whole thing started and all of our grappling with it was because we were told like there's some sort of medical thing at the heart of it. And then once that fell like a house of cards, it was like, well, what else is hiding underneath here? You know? Yeah. And it all just, you know,
it fell hard and fast.
It did. A lot of people have a lot of explaining to do all around, from her first lawyer to Lou to Jamie Lynn and family, Brian. A lot of people have a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah.
And there's going to be hell to pay, I'm sure. It's just unreal. The fact that it just went away, not that it didn't take hell to get here, but like the fact that it went away is like, so what did we just do this for? Like, why was this in place at all? Remember, in our ignorance, like I remember in the original Britney pod, we were like, I think it's probably just to maintain her finances. I don't know. Like, we were like, I don't know why it still exists. Maybe it's just for her finances.
Yeah, or protection.
Right,
or
right.
Some sort of...
It's like, so what the hell was everyone doing? Well, clearly, like, shadiness, money, all of that, power.
Well, they don't want to say what they've been doing.
Been doing, right, which... because right now the subpoenas, I think, are flying out left
yeah.
and right.
Britney's new lawyer uh-huh. has been investigating, and they're all running
foot
and refusing
on everyone's
to
neck. Yes.
cooperate.
Everyone's
and
refusing
I think
to
that,
testify. Right.
That, to me, is very... suspicious.
Yep.
I don't want to jump to conclusions because
I've
done that.
If there's nothing to hide, then you shouldn't have a problem relaying your experience with her.
Right. If so, everything was done well yeah. and done properly, mm-hmm. then you should have no
yeah.
fear.
Exactly. So I think the most immediate thing is like Rosengart's going after or questioning the parents for their legal fees, right? They're requesting legal fees right now for like mm-hmm. representation. Britney's freedom is like literally just the beginning of this probable saga that's coming next of like, okay, where's the aftermath? Where's the justice for this? Like, who's to blame, really? I just hope that she feels the love from the entire world that has been expressed. I mean, so many people are speaking out and just sharing their love for her. I just, all of these celebrities sharing their love for her, and she's got to feel good that everyone has her back.
Yeah.
So,
well, speaking of her lawyer, he also confirmed that Britney is using her own social media.
Right.
So I do feel like she is probably seeing mm-hmm. the messages that she's getting.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. I believe it too. Yeah. I mean, at this point, yeah, because nothing's yeah. in place anymore. So going forward.
And I have no reason at this point to doubt yeah. her new lawyer, but I also don't want to jump to,
Right. Well, I will just...
I know where that's gotten me in the past, so I'm... but I feel like it seems yeah. to be... His track record so far is short and swift and...
Truly.
She seems to be very happy with it, and yeah, obviously...
handing everyone their ass. I mean...
Right.
Yeah, he's been truly blazing a trail through all of this bullshit, so we have to stand. My hope for her... My only wish this year for her... is that she truly has a genuine support system in place. I mean, God knows what
he talked about that too.
Oh,
did you see that?
No.
So another reason why I was feeling really optimistic about this was he had mentioned that she has a support system in place in the wake of this being terminated. Uh-huh. Because remember, like, we were all like wondering like, well, what if this is like supportive or it's just helping
keeping
like,
people out.
Right.
Right.
And clearly that was not the case. Mm-hmm. But he said that she does have people there to help with her personal affairs as well as her finances. So she's not just being left on her own to
right.
juggle her fucking massive empire.
Well, that's the thing is like, okay, but she's still Britney Spears, and therefore she still has the fragrance brand, the Twister dance, the all of this stuff is like, she can't just as a person, like every
10 million fantasies,
10 million fantasies to cover. Like, you know, pop stars still have entire support systems. So I just hope, and Lord knows she's clearly been through a few of them by now, that whatever one is in place this time is good for her and has her best interests at heart. I hope she has that. I hope she has access to any care that she wants or needs. I can only imagine, having gone through everything up to 2007, as we always talk about, like the trauma of that, now compounded by the trauma of the past 13 years, my God, I hope she's healing and working through a whole lot that she's surely has to work through, if the deposition is any indication of like where she's at, you know, with everything. So as we've maintained the whole time, I just want to give her time, love, joy, space, and let her do whatever the hell she wants to do or needs to do for herself. I would love for her to take another Hawaii trip. We know she loves to go, I was going to say abroad.
Deep reference.
Whatever the hell she wants to do, you know, if that's the big mysterious book, that could happen. Interviews could happen. Music could happen. I don't see it, but we never know. You know, she was digging through the archives the other week and finding Brave New Girl. So it's over to her now, if you will. And
Brave New Girl, Britney's version.
Brave New Girl, Stronger Than Yesterday. I'm really excited for her to do whatever the fuck she wants to do. And that justice comes swiftly, as I said, because as we've discovered, you know, both of us now have served jury duty. Oh, justice God. Seems to take a long fucking time. And
yeah,
it's
literally
dragged
this week,
out.
Yeah. I am walking out of the Supreme Court here in downtown, not here, but like downtown in Manhattan, walking down the steps, turn my phone off of focus mode. And that's when the flood of text came in about Britney's freedom.
Victor. Yeah.
I'm like, the universe, the way that it works, what the fuck is going on?
Right. You're
but
like,
yes,
let me get
I am
right
on jury duty
court.
Right now for 3 weeks-ish. I don't know.
Yeah. Not
it's
for
not
this.
It's not the Jen Shah case.
It's not
it's
the
not
Britney
for
case.
This. No, some people were DMing me. They're like, wait, what? Why are you in court right now?
Yeah.
The Jen Shah case? I'm like, no. Like, I'm just jury duty. I got picked.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of court-related things that we've covered in the past year or two, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I hope Rosengart certainly seems to have gotten a lot done in a very short amount of time compared to her first fucking lawyer that 13 years strong and nothing happened. We'll see. I guess it is a pretty optimistic note to leave on because of how much he accomplished in such a little amount of time. So
he's really advocating for her.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important thing.
Totally.
So
yeah, I just hope everything's in place for her to be able to control the massive entity that is Britney Spears, and that she's surrounded by loved ones of whoever is in her circle that she can trust at this point. But very happy for her. It's a big moment. Still going to be a long road in some ways for her. Yeah, I mean, the other side of it, besides all of the fuckery there, is like being a pop star is already a difficult life to navigate with business and personal life and stuff. I mean, we read Mariah's book. We've seen all of our pop stars almost fight with their own families too.
And managers and
management, yes. So we're just going to send her all the good luck and energy, sparkling energy to her. That,
aww.
Yes, that the one benefit she has, not that other pop stars don't have this, but like, I don't think anyone has more goodwill sent her way than Britney. Like,
no, she is literally
beloved.
The global pop princess.
Yes, I think.
Humble, resilient. Probably the most resilient person on the planet.
Yeah,
I'm going to go there and say that.
As we have always said, like, if Britney can survive 2007, that mug is now child's play because she survived the past 13 years. This is the big leagues. To endure that is just unreal and still has a smile on her face.
Yeah, and has a sense of humor.
And a sense of humor. So yeah, and oh, and of course it gets. I hope she gets to see the baby. They're not babies; they're fully teenagers. We'll always just say the babies, the boys. But you know, I hope she's spending time with them. She did. She went to the Van Gogh interactive exhibit.
They are like 7 feet tall now.
They are 7 feet tall. Yes. Is this what motherhood is like when you always refer to them as the babies and they're like fully adults?
I think so, yeah.
It's just in my head, they were always little bobies.
And they're not that way anymore.
Not anymore.
Deep reference.
Well, congratulations, Brittany. Congratulations to everyone who plowed through truly all of the doubt, the naysayers, the legalese, all of that. It's just been a lot. So a new chapter.
Truly.
And yeah, and we did get some well wishes from notables.
We did. BB Rexha.
Most importantly, yes, we did get a BB Rexha message. Yes.
We did. She mm-hmm. called her a queen.
Yes.
As she should.
Mm-hmm.
And just said, I remember how nervous I was meeting you my first time. I couldn't stand still. Your bodyguard led us into your dressing room, and the first thing you told me was how amazing of a songwriter I am. It touched my soul. My icon that I watched and was inspired by all my life told me I was an amazing songwriter. That was a milestone moment. I am happy you are free, but we must protect you at all costs. Love you, Britney Spears.
A wonderful message from
We will be streaming Sacrifice.
I will say it's funny that most of it is like praising her for being a songwriter, but also, yes, legend icon moment, BB Rexha. And yes, that is sort of the sentiment. It's like, glad you're free, but we must protect you at all costs because, yeah, this is like the third round of people taking advantage of her in such a huge way. Or I don't know how many rounds it's been. It's just been a lot.
Never ending.
Never ending. The public is certainly watching. We will see. There was BB. There was Gaga posted a sweet one.
Mm-hmm. Cher.
Obviously, Cher's been in the trenches for the longest time.
Wonder if that Saint-Tropez... Is that the right word?
Saint-Tropez.
Oh.
You put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Whatever. That trip.
Uh-huh.
That yeah, Cher eating promised.
Ice cream.
Oh.
In Saint-Tropez. Uh-huh. With Dumois. Yes. Okay, so we have those well wishes. And the funny thing that people have noted out as this is happening is it was a lot in the past 24 hours of that day related
November 12th.
November 12th, a day to remember, involving our OG queens of the
11, 12, 21. Isn't that if you reverse it? No. They just all have the same number.
Numerologists?
Yeah.
Can we get a reading on that?
Where's the moon?
Yeah,
Scorpio?
Where's the moon on that one? Moon? Oh, right now?
Yeah, isn't it in Scorpio?
Well, we're in, yeah, it's Scorpio season. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we're entering her season. Sagittarius, birthday incoming. Free by 40. That was the phrase. Yeah, 40th is coming up literally in like 3 weeks. Crazy. While this is happening, all of the girlies of the time period have sort of had monumental things happening.
Yeah, November 12th, as I will like to call Bimbo Summit 2021.
Yes, which is a reference.
Yes, it's a reference.
Before anyone clocks us. To the New York Post. Take it up with the New York fucking Post.
Yes.
They put
those are not my words.
Those are not our words. Paris Lindsay, Britney iconic photo in the car together. Bimbo Summit was the headline.
In bold impact font.
Bold impact font. Take it as a relic iconic. Of the time of how we talked about women at that time.
Yeah, we've referenced this enough.
Oh, yes. But an iconic front page to reclaim.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, all of these women are movers and shakers this week.
Yes, November 12th starts a new chapter for every single one of them.
That's actually true. Yes. So we have Brittany.
This is karma.
Yeah.
Coming back and giving them
mm-hmm.
a moment.
Oh my God.
How's New York Post doing? I don't know, actually.
But I should say that they would be kind of iconic if they did meet up. I don't get the sense that they're that close with Lindsay. Paris is my friend. Anyway.
I don't think so.
It's you never know these days. I mean, so we'll the next thing we'll talk about is Paris's wedding.
Yes.
Paris got married.
Paris in love.
Paris in love.
Now on Peacock, not sponsored.
That's right. Her wedding is coming to Peacock.
That app is shit.
I've heard.
Sorry. Definitely not sponsored now. Anyway.
We just lost the Peacock sponsorship. Great.
Damn it.
Yeah. So she had her very lavish wedding. Many notables there. Kim Kardashian, Nicole Richie, Kim Petras. Kim Petras allegedly, I don't know if this is confirmed, sang Stars Are Blind acoustic.
Iconic.
Which would be out of this world. we had some very iconic Nicole Paris reunion photos.
Mm-hmm.
They looked beautiful together. And with Kim.
This is legendary.
Her assistant. Uh-huh. Yeah, very legendary. Kind of a full circle moment in like a variety of ways, just for a lot of them involved.
Because they were best friends, like actual besties.
Paris
for
and
the
Nicole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the longest time.
I know.
And it was so hard to see them split and go their separate ways.
Yeah, they're totally, I think they're totally cool now.
Yes.
They might have different lives, but I think
I mean, would
still...
you go to the wedding if you didn't like the person?
Yeah, for the photos.
Really?
In their position, I think so.
Oh, like a celebrity.
Not as me, as like if I knew as a celebrity brand, like what that would mean.
Got it.
That would probably be, everyone would live for a Paris and Nicole reunion photo.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I'm thinking like publicity wise, but I do think they genuinely are good with each other.
Same.
Yeah. And then Kim, assistant, arrived to check out her closet one last time, look for things to put on Etsy. I'm also glad they're cool. You know, there was, I feel like there was some sort of like, yeah, there was like redemption there as well for their relationship.
They've been fine for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have Brittany, free. Paris, married. Lindsay.
Employed.
Yes. Lindsay is in a Netflix, as of yet untitled, holiday rom-com featuring Cord Overstreet of Glee fame.
Lohan Holiday.
It should just be called Lohan Holiday.
Bop, 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 bop.
Bop, 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 bop.
Bop.
Allie, where are you at? Yeah. Lindsay, first look photo revealed on the same day, taking a stroll. And we have the details of the movie. We don't have the name yet, but it is coming in 2022. And it is set to be a movie that is available to stream on Netflix.
Love that.
We're keeping our expectations.
See you in a year.
Low, but our hopes high.
I'll be lucky if I make it to 2022.
Yeah.
So I'll see y'all then.
Yeah, this is the first. Is this the first since Liz and Dick when she did that one?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's okay. It's for the best. That was a rough one. Yeah, this is a big moment for her. And we'll see what happens. You know, she was on The Masked Singer Australia with Danny Minogue, which was...
She did an NFT sing.
She's done some NFT work on the crypto market. And now she is here.
Where is...
Xanax?
Yeah.
Floating on SoundCloud.
Ugh.
Yeah. Well, maybe if this movie takes off, maybe the music career will also jumpstart again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when she was like, I'm back, and then like never was back?
Well, because then the pandemic was like, I'm here. It literally was like the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was ill-timed, but I also think the handling of the promotion was not the best. She did fully play the song on her Instagram that one time. It's fine. You know what? We were
all so happy that day. It's actually hard to even imagine how terrible things would soon become.
How fitting to have Kyle in this Paris discussion. She had a winning year.
Mm-hmm.
She beat up Michael with a bag of bones. Yes, I'm going to leave it there. So, Paris.
Oh, speaking of first
bag
look photos.
Oh
no, goals. Yeah. Hocus Pocus 2.
Hocus Pocus 2 incoming. Yes. We'll actually be
2022.
We'll be touching on SJP in a bit, but.
I thought we were sisters.
Yes, that's true. Disney
Sarah?
Plus Day. Lots to look forward to in 2022.
Wait, was November 12th Disney Plus Day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. They announced like 40 titles. It was a lot.
Oh, I literally could not name one except
Hocus Pocus 2. There's a sequel to Enchanted called Disenchanted.
Is Jonas L.A. getting a reboot?
I didn't see that on the list.
Justice for Jonas L.A.
There's like a reboot of Cheaper by the Dozen. There's a new Cars. There's a new... what's that little doughy character from Big Planet 6 or whatever it's called? Like,
the little marshmallow
thing? Yeah, little marshmallow. He's
I don't know who that
is,
but...
It starts with a B, I think. Sorry to everyone who's screaming it at the the speakers right now. And there's others. There's a ton of Marvel things. Did you watch WandaVision?
No.
Okay, never mind. Well,
I don't know her.
Okay. Well, that'll be on a different podcast. But anyway, Paris, Lindsay, Brittany, makes sense that we have another queen to talk about who's also making moves, making the world move this week, Legendina.
Say.
She had a lot to say at the Whitney.
She did.
She performed at the Whitney.
For the not sponsored masterclass event.
Masterclass.
Where you can learn how to sing like Christina.
Can you?
I don't think I ever posted this, but did you ever get the ad on your Instagram where it was like, teach dad how to sing or something? It was something for Father's Day, but it was Christina Aguilera.
And it's
like, I need to find the screenshot of it.
Teach dad how to sing?
It was something about like dad and like singing, but it was Christina Aguilera. And
it does sound like it was targeted to you. I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, what is this? I'll find it at some point.
Huh.
It was a very strange targeted ad.
Well, she is a ride or die masterclass. I think her man is involved in masterclass, though. I think that's why.
Oh.
But yeah, she's teaching everyone to sing. She performed at last at the Whitney.
She almost knocked herself off her own feet when she hit that note in Ain't No Other Man.
Yeah, and Ain't No Other Man. Well, that's the power. That's the voice within. That is how she does it. She's promoting Masterclass. She's also promoting another brand right now that she has honestly been riding with for years. This is no shameless ploy, in my opinion. She is a gamer and she games.
She is ahead of her time.
She is.
Always.
We are talking, of course, about the Nintendo spot that she just did with the Bobies, Max and Future Queen of Pop, Summer Rain. As soon as she announced the name Summer Rain, I was like, oh, that's a queen of pop incoming.
Literally.
Yeah. I'm sure she's already getting lessons in her strollers.
Summer Tina.
Ringulera.
No.
Absolutely. She doesn't cry. She belts. She's.
Who do we think that Christina Aguilera plays in Mario games?
My first thought was Peach, but that feels not powerful enough.
She's a Pauline or a Birdo.
Or she could even be Bowser and she could just be cackling
or like
all the way
Waluigi.
Down.
Waluigi. Literally.
I don't know.
That laugh is very Waluigi.
Right, that's true. That's true. But she definitely is storming the competition, throwing shells, throwing bananas.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. She's like, sorry, sweetie.
So red lip, red shells.
Red shells. Oh my god, there's a concept there.
Red
Legendina cart.
Oh my god.
You just throw copies of Bionic and you spin out when you run over them.
Replace the blue shell with a copy of Bionic.
Uh-huh. You throw gum and the cart gets stuck to the wall. And then you do a high note and it's like that ultimate shell that goes all the way to the first person and knocks them out.
Yeah.
Christina. There's a concept here.
There
Legendina cart.
We just made Legendina Party 1.
You're welcome. So she did a relatable spot. And basically what it is she's playing the game, FaceTiming with Max, then coming home and playing it with the kids. Very sweet and adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Giving us that signature cackle.
Yeah. Truly a gamer girl.
Yeah.
Before any of the other girls were.
Yeah.
The Sims 1 superstar.
Exactly.
Tamagotchi life. True. I think that's the word.
Tamagotchi?
No, Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi? Oh.
You know those little singing me's? They're like,
oh, yes, 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 yes.
And my pussy. And then people are just like, you've never seen those?
Yes, I have. Okay. Just love which song you decided to sing.
Yeah. Eat my ass. And it's just like those little me things singing.
Yes, yes. You're right.
What? Christina Aguilera? Remember that commercial?
I remember reviewing that for my one of five YouTube videos I did.
It's like, what the what?
What the what? Christina Aguilera. Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of virtual, she's also, which you did not know at the time.
No.
She is premiering a live stream recording of her Brooklyn performance, which T. Kyle attended.
Yeah.
Incoming November 30th. Yeah, this is a big moment.
Literally on Moment. That's what it's called. Moment House.
Moment House.
Not sponsored, but yeah. Say.
Legendina live stream. Live from Brooklyn Mirage.
Yeah, Ladyland.
Iconic person in an iconic place, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. I am so fucking excited.
I know. People are buying their tickets already. It's like virtual concert.
Yeah. So I've seen three of them now. They're very well done.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really just excited to see the moment when the mic didn't work.
Oh, I hope they kept that.
And she said, "Don't fuck with my vocals, motherfucker."
As long as a gay is in the editing booth, I'll keep it.
There's no way they can't keep it.
But that's the annoying thing is I feel like a basic person would want to make it look really polished and smooth, so they wouldn't want to show that there was a technical error. I hope they keep
it. It's so iconic.
I know.
If they cut it out, just know that she went for that note and she didn't hit it. Yeah. I was there. Yep. I heard it. I saw it.
Yep.
I felt it.
She just keeps getting better. It doesn't matter what the mic does.
Yeah, we're going to need to see all of those outfits in 4K.
Definitely the Lady Liberty one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that. And another person is also looking right now. No, she's not on the apps, although she actually probably is.
Slay!
Friend to the pod in our hearts, Bebe Rexha is looking, hashtag looking, for a protege. You might have seen a billboard pop up in your city. She
Instagram is ads.
Doing an ad. Yeah, ad spot. I don't know what it entails. I don't know what the audition process is like.
2 days in the studio with Bebe Rexha.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's priceless.
Yeah, I mean, I can't sing, so.
2 days in the studio, 50 fucking weeks on the charts.
Literally.
I mean, that's a gift. She's an excellent songwriter. Ask Brittany.
Yeah. Have you heard Sacrifice?
Have you streamed it lately? Love this. I love that she's already ascended to a place where she can look for a protege.
Yeah.
And I do. I'm sure that the inbox will be flooded. I'm sure many of you will be auditioning. Good luck to you. Can you imagine? I mean, we do have some listeners who are songwriters. Accomplished ones, actually.
Yeah.
And what a gag.
You're looking at one right now. No.
That's right. That's right. What a gag that would be if a Legends Only listener won the Bebe Rexha protege experience and dialed in and told us exactly what it was like.
I think that should happen.
I think it should happen.
Everyone go enter. What's it called?
The Bebe Rexha.
Isn't the company literally called like protege?
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's the angle.
What is a protege?
It's like the person you take under your wing, like you mold that person.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Which is just so iconic to imagine Bebe Rexha shaping somebody to be another Bebe Rexha.
Iconic.
Impossible to do, but they can try. And she's booked and busy, as everybody knows. It's very hard to get Bebe on the line, including the holiday season. She is popping up at a window
iconic
near you.
Iconic people and iconic places. Bebe Rexha live from Bloomingdale's, New York.
Window
That's
display.
Be my audition.
Yes. Yes. None other than Bebe Rexha is kicking off the holiday season with the window display at Bloomie's.
What are they going to do? Like stuff her in one of those fucking boxes?
Yes, they are. I have a feeling she's going to be game for
whatever.
Oh my
God, look at that little Christmas caroler over there. Isn't she so cute? Look at her.
She's going to have a little red nose on with Rudolph.
Oh my God, look at the little Mrs. Claus. She's singing. Like, I can just see it.
Chain my claws.
Chain my claws. Won't you chain my claws to your love? You know who's sacrificing this holiday season?
The reindeer?
Yes. That's animal abuse.
Yeah, that's true.
And the elves?
The elves, yeah. Labor laws. Where's the union?
Tell me what you sacrificed.
She's making a list and she's checking it twice. Bad bitches and rec stars only on the list.
I'm an elf. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, God.
Give me the whole catalog.
Honestly.
I'll remix it into holiday songs. Here's your protege.
Exactly. You are the protege
if
there is one.
I'm going to write the Bebe Rexha holiday album.
that is inevitable, and that's going to be 50 fucking weeks on the charts. The mm-hmm. Bebe Rexha holiday album. I need a Bebe Rexha Hanukkah anthem. I need eight nights. Oh my God, what can she do for that? I'm ready. Whatever she's got, I'm ready for all Bebe things. So yeah, so you'll probably be attending this.
I think I'm going to walk by.
Yeah. I think it's during work, but I think I'll sneak out and
I'm going to swing by after court. Yeah. Next week.
Well, that's perfect. Well, she'll be on the window displays wearing something festive.
Mm-hmm.
And
she'll be in the window display. But you know what's going to be on the racks? Fashion.
Fashion.
Which means that it is time for...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, so this week I have two that I would like to shout out.
Yep, you do.
Chigs, yet again, wearing glasses this week on British Bake Off. A different pair.
I'm horny.
Literally. That gif of him just smiling made me so happy.
Oh, my God.
And he noticed me.
He did notice. Chicks noticed. 11, 12.
Literally. Like, again, I'm leaving court.
Yeah.
Walking down the stairs of the Supreme Court in downtown Manhattan. Mm-hmm. I get Chigs liking my comment, which is kind of embarrassing because I just commented like the heart eyes emoji.
Oh, that's so a good one to like.
Yeah, I just posted like a bunch of heart eyes and it looks like Chigs has liked. And I was like, oh my God, I'm shaking.
Confirmed. Shipping it.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Oh, and then he posted an Instagram story
mm-hmm.
with the song from Avicii. And I'm like, hello.
Hello. That is clearly he's signaling.
Yeah.
Well, Great British Bake Off. Now, you haven't seen the latest episode.
No.
So we can't talk about it. But yeah, he is wearing glasses in that. I can confirm.
In the next one? So 3 weeks in a row?
Well, no, I think it's just because it's like it airs there. So we get it like a few days later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see it. You'll see. Yeah, he's wearing glasses.
Hot.
Yep. It's for free week.
What? Which?
Wait, I think that's the name
I'm convinced what? We're living in a simulation.
Oh, I didn't even...
It was free week.
Oh my God, I didn't even put that British Bake together. Off. I didn't even put that in
I got jury duty.
Yeah.
I literally got put on a jury
yeah.
the day after the fucking episode where Jen Shah gets arrested.
Yeah.
And then Britney's free.
Right. It's a lot of free talk.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn, I didn't even think of that.
Like, a lot of weird shit is going on.
A lot of freedom. Well, this episode was was gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free?
Certainly wasn't flavor-free.
Well, Chigs, if you're listening,
you know those, like,
we're
things
sorry.
You put all the frosting in and they, like, decorate cupcakes?
Yeah, the little squirty thing?
Yeah. Mm. The way that I would...
The gesture that I just witnessed would be blurred out on national television.
Thank God we're not in camera.
I
actually, my shirt right now is really cute.
He is wearing a
Spice World shirt.
Spice World long sleeve.
Yeah.
From one of their drops of every anniversary they've ever released.
Oh, no, this was like illegal.
Oh, it's not even one of theirs. Well, speaking of jail, everyone.
Yes, speaking of jail.
You got Jerry's riding up in a cop car right now.
Speaking of copyright infringement, yeah. The shirt that I'm currently wearing, whatever.
It's fine. Well, I would say your shirt is a yes.
Mm-hmm. That's my second high fashion of the week, is the current trend taking over Twitter called the yesification, where people take the Face app mm-hmm. and they just completely transform photos of literally everyone.
Literally everyone.
Yeah.
It's spared no one.
I have been saving pretty much every single one to my phone.
Yes. I want to say it started with Toni Collette in Hereditary of her horrified face becoming glam. But it's really just taken the world by storm. And
this is the one I saved today.
Oh, no.
I can't.
Why don't you tell everybody what that is?
Oh, it's the photo of Meghan McCain with the ridiculous pony.
The pony. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, look up, I guess, yassification.
Someone yesified the Rosie O'Donnell screaming at Elizabeth.
Oh, that's a glam shot.
Yes, she's serving. There's too much, but I can't get enough.
Yeah, it's just basically extreme Photoshop of your faves.
Do you know this one? Ketly Osborne.
Oh my God, they did it so well.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Really, I've just been following this one account that's been doing everyone from The View.
Somebody's clearly very busy. Yeah.
This is when Ketly Osborne got herself canceled on live TV.
Yeah.
Someone yesified that.
Yeah, they seem to be taking like very problematic ones and yesifying it.
Yeah.
Which is a slay and a yes, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, we need to yesify ourselves.
We certainly do.
Okay, I'll do it. We'll post on Instagram.
Excellent. So if you've been yesified, let us know. Drop it in the Discord, actually. Shout out to the Discord, obviously.
I would say this podcast is very yesified.
It certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a yes and a slay and a serve, for sure. My yesification of the week is going to Miss Stephanie Germanotta.
My Stephanie Germanotta.
She, in the time that I put this down as the high fashion, has worn 50 more outfits since this moment.
Right before you got here, she posted the red outfit.
Mm-hmm. And I would say every single one has been a complete success. A toot. It all kicked off, though, with the premiere in the purple look, in which she threw up her extra fabric behind her, creating some very dramatic looks and saying some very iconic things, obviously, on the red carpet. My favorite, I don't believe in the glamorization of murder. I do believe in empowering women. Thank you for that, Gaga. Thank you. That is a yassification.
She's got a point.
She's got a point. Very girl does some sociopathic shit, gays. Okay, work.
Yeah, literally. Oh, she served.
She's, yeah.
Looks and jail time.
Yeah. Yeah, she's Jen-shawing all over the place.
Oh, iconic.
Fantastic. And we've also got something. Oh, right. And I also, speaking of jail, I may be going to jail because speaking of House of Gucci, I very innocently.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about this.
Like, well, I think she needs to go to jail.
Everyone was tweeting their House of Gucci reviews, and it was getting so over the top. Because you cannot send a gay person to review a movie where Lady Gaga's in it. Because they're going to be hyperbolic. They're like...
I don't know what that means, to find that.
Over the top. They're going to say that she invented acting. Every scene is a...
Did she not?
She did invent it, yes. But I cannot trust a gay person's opinion of anything. But especially not a House of Gucci review.
No. Also, like, I don't really care anymore to read reviews before I've seen it.
Yeah, I only want to know what people thought after.
Yeah.
Because I want to see if we're on the same page. But
yeah.
I don't want my expectations set before.
Exactly.
I
like going in blind.
That's why I decided to tweet a riff on what I thought was a very popular copypasta meme of the Fiona Apple Pitchfork review, which was like breathless and was like, no other music has ever sounded like this. And I twisted it to no other actor has ever acted like that, which I thought was clearly a parody.
Oh, I had no idea what the hell you were. I thought you went to see it. And I was like, I can't believe he went to see it. And one, didn't invite me. Two, I felt like, oh, shit, I'm out of the loop now.
Yeah.
Even more so than ever.
Well, not only did I follow it up with like, I haven't seen it, I'm just assuming. But I went away. The next day I get DMs from people being like, you're in Billboard, you're in this Australian outlet, in a roundup of like critical reviews are hailing the new Gaga and Gucci. I didn't delete it, which I probably in hindsight should have, because that would also help stop people from thinking it's real. But instead I kept it until Billboard noticed and took it down and wrote in their corrections. One tweet was removed as it was a joke, not a review.
Wow.
Iconic. Clogged. This should just prove to everyone the internet's not real. Nothing is real. Everything is not researched well.
Should I tweet my review of House of Gucci right now?
You should.
Just literally be like, oh my God, stunning, flawless, amazing. Love the songs.
Never been done before. Put it the in the blender.
The soundtrack was beautiful.
I mean, trust no gay person on the internet, including myself. That was the moral of this week, I think. Just don't trust gay people.
Hey, gay people. Are you gay?
Are you gay? Don't tweet about House of Gucci, because I won't believe your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of gay people.
I've heard of them.
Sadly. Yeah. I think that's a perfect segue into some TikTok, but also like other.
You're right.
Talk.
And I actually have the perfect sound for that.
Oh, she's got her own soundboard.
Hello, LGBTs.
That was Rina Sawayama at her recent concert.
Oh my God, text that to me.
Yeah, that's going to be a, that has to be a new addition.
Yeah. So I can add that in post.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, you're right. Go ahead. Tell them what happened on the internet.
So, well, speaking of The View too, which is just iconic.
Yeah.
Shout out to listener Travis, who added us this clip that was posted by someone with the username Yolanda Fister.
Thank you for having your name so that T. Kyle had to read it aloud.
She's an icon.
that drama. Oh, the actual
the Yolanda. Yolanda.
Anyway. Not that. No.
Nope.
So on The View this week, Sarah Haynes was describing something and said, the funny, I'll just play it.
Yeah.
Same thing with gay characters. When they first came on, they were always the funny friend on the side.
Yet again, another fun fashion.
Another fun
friend. Moment.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Yes. So many friends popping up left and right.
Truly. At this point, there's going to be a montage.
Oh, God, I hope so.
But also, speaking of Sarah Haynes, please tell me you saw this on your FYP.
FYP?
The Kiki Palmer, Sarah Haynes recreation of
Yes.
On The View's account. Oh, my God. The way that my whole body shriveled into secondhand embarrassment. You know it's your girl.
Please.
Oh, no.
What's the opposite of yassification?
Sarah?
No-ification.
I know it ain't. My girl, Sarah.
You know it's your girl.
Sarah? Yeah, I... Oh, whoa.
I
so
love...
Bad.
She's so innocent.
Yeah.
But it was so funny. The lack of flavor.
Seasonless. Flavor. Yeah.
I feel so bad for Kiki because literally everyone is making her redo it.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
But they also made her do I'm Sorry to This Man. Like, I
that's
feel like
true.
She can't help it if she's a meme machine, which she
she's
is.
She's so fucking funny.
You know what? She's a fun, funny person.
Yeah. She really is.
She is, though.
Did you see the clip of her on Watch What Happens Live where they're like, where's Leah?
Yeah.
My God.
Where is she?
Then they all just, Andy kind of ruined it.
Yeah.
Sorry, just learning. totally sank the vibe.
Yeah.
But where Leah at?
Where is she?
My God.
It was kind of giving New York. It was like, where's that bitch at?
Funny.
She really is a fucking funny person.
She needs her own show.
The Kiki show. Yeah. Like, honestly,
it's called Kiki.
She could be late night. Or she could do, like, a daytime.
I think she would be better in late night.
Definitely.
Yeah. Give the girls a little cocktail.
Yeah. Needs to be a little more unhinged.
A little keektail.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to produce. Oh.
Oh. Oh. A keektail.
Oh, my God.
You know,
does she have a podcast?
Keektail. She might have a podcast. She does everything. And to be fair, she did hour 3, right, of Good Morning America forever. So she's... She's got the skills. She's prepared.
She's literally one of the funniest people alive.
She's so good at doing that.
Yes.
So.
A natural.
Speaking of Good Morning America, what a perfect segue. Although I think it was today. Or was it Good Morning America? It was Good Morning America. The next thing we're about to talk about, which is one of our faves.
Faves. Oh, that was today's show.
It was today. Okay.
Yeah.
Close enough. From Good Morning America to today. You know, we reference it a lot around these parts. Hilary Duff performed With Love in 2006 or 7.
Yeah.
And it is a performance that has gone on to stand the test of time. ahead of its time with the choreography. And as of this week, I think finally enough people have seen it where they're like, oh, I need to do that.
It surged on TikTok.
It surged on TikTok.
She's been around.
Oh, forever.
But now
we usually
girls
dub other songs over it. But now.
Yeah.
And now that I'm realizing it, she's going to stream. They're going to stream with love.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happens with those things. Like, that's going to become her top Spotify song.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Justice for Dignity. That album's so good.
Truly.
Stranger. Gypsy Woman. Speaking of Nicole Richie.
Let's talk about a deep dive.
Dragged.
That we'll never do, but we should do. Dignity.
You'd show up to the opening of an envelope. Or
a dragging. Yeah. A severe scalping.
Literally.
I know. Yes. So
it's not news when you get a new bag. It's not news when you trend on TikTok.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen it on your For You page, you are not following the right people because it's been all over mine. Drag queens, LGBTs, fun fashion friends have all been recreating it. Some have worn the outfit, putting that extra effort in.
My favorite was the one where the guy did Janice Huff, like cutaway, yes. Did all the cutaways, yes, and yep. Gave Janice Huff a moment.
Yes. She's a very important part of it.
She is such an important part of it.
Yeah.
An actual New York City legend, and she has a sense of humor about it.
Janice Huff.
Yeah, because I was posting it so
Huff
much
and Duff.
On my... Oh.
There's a concept. I don't know what the
Hillary
concept
Huff.
Is. The Huff and Duff Variety Hour. Hi, welcome to Huff and Duff.
Honestly, our minds.
We've
lost them, but they're so good.
Yeah. What a great way
to
describe
funny.
Them.
We're
funny. We're funny?
Yeah, like actually though. But Janice Huff is a legend, and I was posting it on my Instagram story so much that she responded.
She was like,
was
please
so
take this down. It's
no.
A cease and desist.
She like told me the story about it. She was like, I can't believe this is still going around. I'm like, Janice.
I wonder at this rate, now that we do those things like Ali and AJ, when Potential Breakup song got so big, they did interviews about it. I wonder if we're going to squeeze an interview out of Hillary about that performance.
She is on TikTok.
I'm sure Vulture is reaching out right now.
She absolutely has to have seen this.
She has. Now, the thing is, what she likes to do is go on vacations or film things that are not music related. So
or
I don't know.
Create a new eyewear line.
Right. I lure. Yes. Yeah. So I don't.
Or promote vegetables.
Vegetables.
Boxes.
Vitamins. Yeah. Anything. But
those things where they like send you like space wrapped vegetables.
Yep.
We
she
need you to focus on the music.
Not the vegetables.
Have we ever told our inside joke on here of new album Bicked?
I don't think we have.
Oh.
Or maybe. Yes. On Britney. I think on the Britney pod. Maybe.
Have we?
I think we said Bicked on there.
Yeah.
Because of Work Bitch. I want to say we explored the word Bicked.
Right.
But for those who don't know.
Should we reveal one of our inside jokes?
Yeah, it's really layered.
Exclusive. Okay, so Hillary Duff, years ago at this point, posted something about like, I don't know, fresh in a box or something.
Yeah.
And some random fan commented, new album Bicked.
B-I. C-H-T.
Wait, it was a random fan, right?
Yeah, it was a fan.
Oh, yeah. So B-I-C-T-H.
No, I think it was B-I-C-H-T.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
B-I-C-T-H,
the
of course, is
of
Love
Bicked.
And Hip Hop.
Yes.
This is the correct spelling is B-I-C-H-T.
Yeah.
Bicked.
So for some reason, it was like the top comment, just new album Bicked.
Yeah.
And ever since then, we've been
our group chat
quoting
has
it.
Only said Bicked.
For years now at this point.
New album Bicked.
Well, comments do bully her.
They do.
I would know.
You would know. You
I
are
am the reason for Fan Demanded version.
Bicked.
Literally. Except I was more polite.
You were. Maybe that's a triggering word for her.
Yeah.
To see Bicked.
My comment was like, may you please release the non-Tinder version, Queen?
Queen Legend, can you please release the Tinder version? Queen
Excuse
Icon
me,
moment.
May I ask a question, please? ma'am? Literally, though.
Literally.
She's going to get bullied into doing this dance on TikTok.
That's what I'm hoping and fearing at the same time. Like,
She has to
know.
We also talked about this years ago, I feel like.
Yes, because it was like, it was a gay Twitter meme.
Yeah.
But now it's like, TikTok. That's much bigger.
Right. It is transcended to the locals and the straights.
It's, yes, I would say in any second now, we might see straight men doing this dance.
I have.
I have not.
Oh, I literally, my whole fucking FYP is people doing this.
Wow. Okay. All right. We've broken through.
And you know it's transcended because when someone makes a TikTok that says my brain, like walking through, like they reference the sounds. Like, have you seen the ones where it's like,
oh, yeah.
when I try to go to bed at night and it's just them laying there sleeping on their pillow,
and it's just a bunch of meme sounds.
So I saw one the other day that was just a guy standing making coffee and he's just doing his legs like the beginning of the, and he's just amazing. Repeating it over and over with love playing.
Yeah, I love that.
He was like trying to make my coffee in the morning and all I can think of, and it was just like boom, boom, boom.
God, get that. I hope she's getting all the streams.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, from love to sex. No. With love comes sex. And sex is in the city.
Oh.
And just like that, we've arrived.
And just like that.
And just like that.
From New York to the Jersey Shore.
Here we are.
Roz. Speaking of jail.
Speaking of jail and lawsuits.
The girls have been using Roz's saying mm-hmm. for their campaigns.
Well, it is the name of the show.
Oh.
Oh, wait. You didn't know that.
It's not called Sex in the City.
No. It's called And Just Like That. It literally is.
Did it? What?
Yep. Oh. And Just Like That, a new chapter of Sex in the City. It's like the long name of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I take back everything I said. Just kidding.
I mean, she should sue the whole show.
Yeah.
Frankly. She obviously came up with that term first, mm-hmm. even though it's a popular term from the show.
Is it?
Yes. It's like,
wait, is Just Like That from Sex and the City?
Yeah, but like not said like that.
Can I confess something?
Uh-oh.
I've never watched Sex and the City.
That would explain it. Yeah. That's like a Carrie-ism. It's like a,
And Just Like That.
Yeah. It's like,
oh,
you know, so I got to thinking, it's like one of the Carrie-isms, I'm fairly certain. I haven't seen it in a good decade or so.
It reminds me of the TikTok of the kid who's standing on the subway platform. And he's like, as I stood there watching the train run on the tracks, I thought to myself, when is someone going to run a train on me?
That's exactly that's Carrie.
And just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yep. Well, now you understand why that hashtag is trending. Also, the first trailer for the show arrived this week. That's why.
Oh.
Yep.
She's busy.
SJP.
Yeah.
Yes. Hocus Pocus 2, Sex and the City, the reboot. It's all happening. And just like that, she's back on our screens.
Yeah.
Just back at it again, minus Samantha. Okay, but you've really never seen it?
I've really never seen it.
Oh, boy.
I know the intro when she is standing on the street and, like, the car rides by and, like, splashes her.
Yeah.
And then I know the meme with, like,
typewriter. Yeah.
Or whatever they had back then. I don't know.
I think it was a laptop, but just, like, an ancient-looking laptop.
Oh.
Typewriter. Maybe it was a typewriter once.
I know the Cosmos.
They love a Cosmo.
Yeah.
I'm sure you saw Christina's SNL.
Yes.
Yeah, parody.
They referenced it in Pose. There was like, when they flashed to that era when like Sex and the City was taking over, they like poked fun at that era.
Fun. Okay, yes. All right. Because
they go and like all the white ladies are sitting there with their like stupid little Cosmos.
Yes.
And I was like, I know that. I get that reference.
Yes, they're dragging Sex and the City. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can catch up on it now if you want. Didn't age well. Tell you that much.
Oh.
But it's still a fun time, very nostalgic for a certain time period. It lives in a little time capsule, we'll say that. But anyway. Oh, and she's like on a podcast in this new version. Like she has a podcast now. Right, or is a guest on one. She would. That's what writer girls do.
Yeah.
They pivot to podcasts.
Wow. Takes one to know one.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Carrie got inspired. Yeah, well, from transitioning from this topic to another, speaking of transitions.
RuPaul. Finally served a TikTok transition.
She did.
She did.
Yeah, she, well, visualize it.
she turned the camera upside down and then like hit her head with it and then like pulled back and then she was in full drag.
Yeah. She nailed it. Nailed a trend that was
that
floating
stuck
around
in my head
for a while. She's got the bops right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the empire is growing. Drag Race Italy is premiering soon.
Oh.
Italians, this is our year. I'm not Italian, but I'm claiming it. Between Eurovision, Lady Gaga, Joanne Trattoria, and now Drag Race Italy. It's the year of Italia.
There's been like 50 seasons since season 13 wrapped.
Yes. There are so many seasons of Drag Race. Also, shout out to Drag Race UK. I forgot in my international minute, they did Girls Aloud, Something New as the lip sync.
I know that one.
Yes. And Kitty Scott-Claus knew the choreo, did the stomp stomps. Very proud of her representing for the Alouders. So it was a heartwarming moment for me. And Ella was there. Anyway.
Yeah. I want to see you work, 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 work.
Yes. Ropel, good song. Speaking of songs, we do have some new songs to discuss. Now, I will say in your defense, speaking of court, you are literally in a courthouse most of these days right now.
Yes.
And you have not had the opportunity to listen to a lot of things or anything.
No. And then I just walk home and go to bed.
Yeah. So, understandably, you have not totally been tapped into pop culture beyond Britney's Freedom and this song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. The girls just need to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I did listen to one new song.
Yep. Yep.
Luscious Rain by Nora Impure. Literally, that's all I've been listening to is like instrumental, ambient chill because I'm listening to people yelling at each other.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And so I exit and I'm like, oh, wow, the sound of wind. Mm-hmm. How beautiful.
So Nora Impure, Summer Rain, no, Luscious Rain.
Yeah.
Hail and Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of, and this could have been included at the beginning, though, we do have our OO's girls. Our, what are we calling the OO's? The Naughties? I hate that. Naughties. The Naughties. Yeah, the OO's. The O's.
I don't get it.
I don't know. That's just what we're calling it. The Naughties. Naughties.
The good old days.
The good old days. The razor. Why couldn't they? Yeah, they should just call it the sidekick.
The glory eras.
The razor era.
Yeah.
Instead, we've got the 90s, the 80s, and the Juicy Couture, Ed Hardy era. That's what we're talking
about. I just
about.
Referred to all of that in terms of Britney albums.
Yeah, but the OOs are literally like all of them. Like, so many of them cramped in there. Anyway,
Cascada
I don't know why we're... Cascada era. You know, 2000s.
Yeah.
Just say that. Just say that.
Y2K.
Just say gay. No, she's the sister of an artist that I prefer. We've had a heated debate over this before. Miss Jessica Simpson, noted billionaire shoe designer, who also celebrated her own victory. She like reclaimed her brand this year after mm-hmm. 3 years of fighting on the same day as Britney's Freedom. She was like, hey, by the way, I also just won a really hard fought battle. The girls this week. Reclaiming their time.
She also posted a very vulnerable post about her
4 years
sobriety,
of sobriety,
which I really
yes
was touched by.
Very candid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's celebrating a few things right now. And to top it all off, she is doing a little return to music. Now, I wouldn't want to hype this too much.
Yeah, when you put this on the list, I was like, oh, so she does listen to Jessica.
Well, I think it was relevant to the discourse. I don't want to say it was... That's coming around.
It sure is.
She covered a song called Particles, originally by a group called Nothing But Thieves. Oh, it's playing right now.
Jail.
Jail. Yeah, that was too much. I would have preferred it with the original production. Let's just say that. The acoustic was a different choice, and I'm happy to see. Maybe she's going to get back in the studio and do like a full album. Maybe she should go electronic.
Oh my God, I would love that.
Exactly. So she did it. She felt
an EDM affair,
meaningful. An EDM affair. Get on that production yeah. list. Producer
all
T-Carl.
The synths coming out.
you know, I will say I'm like hot and cold with her, but I do stan A Public Affair, obviously. Irresistible with you.
Sweetest Sin.
Sweetest Sin.
Bop. Forbidden Fruit.
Push
Do you
your,
know that one?
Push Your Tush?
No, like, that one's not.
That one is
Do you
up
know
there.
Forbidden Fruit?
Mary Madonna.
Do you know this at all?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Oh, it does sound good.
Oh my God, it's like, oh, it's so good.
Okay. You know, I only had eyes for Britney for a time, and I never.
That one is very Britney.
Yeah, that sounded very Britney. Well, Jessica's back doing that.
Jessica.
And so is another one of our 2000s, noughties, nowties, noughties, O's, queens.
Oh, okay, I did have this on repeat.
Bite Me.
Yes.
Avril Travis. She signs this new deal. She's off with a bang. Bite Me. It's a bop.
It's Sounds so good.
Classic Avril.
I don't know why this brought me so much joy.
It's nostalgic.
Yeah.
Melissa is serving.
Oh my God.
Melissa 3.0. A new era for whoever that is.
So disrespectful.
No, it's Avril, of course. But it's Avril, like, really. I don't want to say back to her roots because she's arguably never.
She's a rock girl.
Evolved past that, but it just feels much more on the nose signature Avril.
Yeah.
And we love that pop punk energy. And while she's doing promo, I don't know if you saw this. She actually, I think for the first time or among one of the first times, directly talked about writing Breakaway for Kelly.
Oh.
Because I feel like it was kind of awkward for a while. Or there was some sort of like indirect shade, or I don't know.
Yeah, wasn't there that moment at the award show and she like cut her off to accept the award and she like shouldered her?
Something.
Yeah. It was a physical thing.
Yeah.
She like went in for the award and like dipped under Kelly and like cut her off.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, the media at that time, all of our feuds, all of our ladies, especially if you were in a similar genre at that time, Kelly was pop rock. Mm-hmm. So. Might have been some feelings there, but no, Avril did this interview, I think Odyssey or something, where she was like, oh yeah, I wrote it and it just didn't work for me. It sounded like it was a church song, in my opinion. But then Kelly took it and she totally took it to the next level.
Fact.
And she has an incredible range, a ridiculous voice.
Fact.
And she just is wonderful. And she said, I actually included it on my latest tour. I do my version of it. And then she said she would be down to do it with Kelly one day.
Wow.
That Kelly-oke. Could be fun for a 20th anniversary moment. That would be fun. A little live surprise cameo from Avril or something. You never know.
I could see her doing the Kelly Clarkson show.
I was going to say, the show, which actually that could really happen at any time now. If she wants to promote Bite Me or whatever music comes out and she does a Kelly appearance, she kind of has to do it.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll put that in the air then. This is one of our moments where we're like, oh, this will happen.
Manifesting.
And so finally, I don't know if you've touched on any of this.
I actually did. I listened to two of the songs.
Oh, okay.
I
heard it.
Did not finish them, but
okay. All right.
I pressed play.
Well, that is more than I thought. There is a singer-songwriter out there by the name of Taylor Swift. I don't
heard
know if
of
you
her.
Guys have heard of this one. She has an album out called Red Taylor's Version, which, by the way, Swifties, please stop calling it Red TV, 1989 TV, because I keep thinking that she's coming out with a TV channel or a show. Taylor's Version, TV.
Oh.
I'm like, no, don't call it Red TV, because I think it's a YouTube thing or something.
Oh, yeah, like YouTube.
Yeah, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. But I've caught on. It means Taylor's Version.
Got it.
She came with the Red repackaged, re-recorded, reimagined, still iconic, featuring, I believe, 8 new songs, maybe, duets. And the thing that is taking over the internet is All Too Well 10-minute version. Is that the one that you started?
No.
Oh, okay. That's the one you kind of have to listen to. Of all of this stuff, you have to listen to that one.
I'll try and find 10 minutes.
Well, you can't. It'll make it easier if you do the All Too Well short film that she just released.
Okay.
She premiered it.
Yeah.
It's a short film about a breakup. This is all about, I don't know, do you know that it's all about Jake Gyllenhaal?
I'm aware.
Okay.
I know the whole backstory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scarf.
Not that dumb.
You go in and out of pop culture references.
I listened to We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Okay.
And I listened to 22.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, you know what? I'm actually not feeling 22.
No,
so I turned it off. I was like, I'm feeling depressed and old. Yeah. So we're not going to be listening to this.
She would be crazy to not do re-record it as 32.
You know? Like, come on.
Come on.
She, Christina Aguilera can sit there and record 4,000 happy birthday names.
Yeah.
Taylor. I'm feeling 2.
Yeah.
I'm feeling 12.
Yeah.
I'm feeling 22, 32, 42, 182.
Yeah. 132. Absolutely.
Literally. She should do everything that ends in 2.
She should. She's so lazy.
And just release it.
Notoriously
to
lazy.
Taylor's version.
Taylor Swift.
To Taylor's version.
Yeah.
Honestly, if she recorded I Don't Know About You, But I'm Feeling 2, that would be such a funny meme.
It would be.
Uh-huh.
We'll on her list of things to do.
do you remember the red memes where anytime you mentioned red, it was like, see you in court.
See you in court, sweetie.
Yeah.
Again, we're getting back to court.
We've come so far.
Well, we haven't because you're back in court.
Oh, it's true.
Getting sued by Tree Payne.
I'm not getting sued. I am not the one getting sued. I am serving
as what all defendants
law-abiding,
say.
Objective. Someone said to me, they were like, good people get picked as jurors because that means they think that you're fair, fun. They asked about my podcast, by the way. I didn't tell you this.
Right.
So they.
What's your podcast about?
I'm not the one getting sued. I'm on a fucking jury. So they're like, oh, so you wrote.
You just went into HRH collection mode and you went, don't fucking. I know what you're going to say. Don't fucking say that I'm getting sued. I'm
well,
not going to
because I posted on Instagram and was like, oh, I posted the Gina meme.
Uh-huh.
And people were like, oh my God, what happened? Are you okay? Wait, oh my God, you're on the Jen Shah, Kate. And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. Context is important.
Mm-hmm. That gets lost.
What was I saying?
Internet.
Oh.
Yeah, you got picked because you're a special
person. Yes, they said that I'm fair and I'm objective, and I think that's a good quality to have. Mm-hmm. Not everybody has that.
No.
So I'm getting grilled by the prosecutor and the defense attorney.
Uh-huh.
So you have a podcast. What is the content of this podcast? And so I sat there and I paused for a second, and I was like,
fuck if I know.
Pop culture, music, and gay things.
You said gay things in a court of law.
Yes, I said gay things. I said it's very fun and light. And then because it was me, like four people, the judge. And I was like, it's very light, very niche. I don't think you guys would enjoy it, but it's not related to the situation at hand.
Can you imagine if the case is going on and they're all listening to it the whole time? Did you have to name the podcast?
No, I did not say the name of it.
Okay.
Nope.
You might have slid by then.
Yeah. And they also asked me my knowledge of the legal system. And I said,
oh, I know the law, baby.
Yeah. I said, Britney's conservatorship case and a Real Housewife just got arrested.
Great.
And he was like, oh.
And they kept you for the jury, is what you're saying.
I was trying to get dismissed. I thought they would dismiss me. For being very noticeably gay. I have my brand new hot pink phone.
Yeah, I was definitely trying to flame it up when I got jury
duty. Yeah, I was sitting there like flicking my phone, crossing my legs.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, you are fair and square and you're going to judge.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
Has the jury reached a... and you're going to stand
Your Honor,
up. Your Honor.
On behalf of the jury... I think she needs to go to jail.
Death to all of them.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great.
Don't take any of that I just said as that was all hyperbole or whatever the fucking word was that you used before.
I don't know. That was all exactly how it went down in court.
Yeah, no.
All right. Well, when you do get a chance, maybe you'll check out All Too Well 10-minute version, song and or video.
In my defense.
Oh. Your Honor?
I would like to say this. I am not a Swiftie.
Judge Swift?
But when she does 1989,
Swiftie
I will
v.
be...
McMahon.
Literally. I heard what you said about her.
I heard what she said about her.
Literally. Okay, so I'm not a Swiftie. Uh-huh. But when she does 1989, I'm going to be shaking and fucking crying. Mm-hmm. Clean. Style. One of the best pop albums of all time. I said it.
Well, I do believe that it is coming next.
I hope.
She seems to be throwing in Easter eggs, including she's so fucking crazy for this. Even the car in this short film is a 1989 model.
It's totally going to be next.
Yeah.
See, I'll be shaking and crying for that.
Yeah.
But I will say, as a fair and objective person, I am very excited for the Swifties because Taylor loves her fans. Yep. I am obsessed that every time I see some kind of like funny TikTok and it's Taylor, she's commenting on them.
She is.
She's like literally on every single person's TikTok leaving a comment.
Yeah.
She had that screening, which I thought was so cute. And I love the experience because I know that this album means a lot to a lot of people.
It does.
And so to do it again, especially after Cornova.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
totally. This
it's
was
just
my,
not for me.
This was sort of my gateway into Taylor, at not in my own doing, but because of my roommate, who was diehard Swiftie, and I knew all too well about Taylor at that time. So I knew of it like osmosis. It just entered my world. So it's a very meaningful album for a lot of people, as you said.
I don't know what osmosis means.
Like it. When it absorbs into another cell, like you get it through like absorption.
So when people listen to this podcast,
yeah, they
gay osmosis into them.
They absolutely. Yes. Hello, LGBTs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it does to them, it's not a good thing. I'm so sorry. We're basically like the Josie and the Pussycats earphones. And there's like subliminal messages embedded in the music. It's just like, by sacrifice.
Bionic.
So sorry. Yeah, you actually play this podcast backwards and it's just like,
stream glory on iTunes. My God. By Neural Beats or whatever they call it.
Oh, yeah. We stan. That'll probably be number one on my Spotify Wrapped, which is coming soon.
I listen to those on YouTube, so Spotify doesn't.
I'm just so fucking lazy.
Clock me.
I just. It'll be bad, whatever it is. So that's coming soon. But what else is coming soon? She's rising from the sea. This is a very important development that also happened while you were in court.
If Mariah wants French fries, we're getting fucking French fries.
Literally getting fucking French fries.
She literally is. We've got the vintage photos of her at McDonald's to prove it. She's a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Mariah menu is coming to McDonald's.
Legendary. And I do not throw the L word around haphazardly.
Know what I was thinking today when I was walking through the park?
It was November, so I was giving an autumn in New York moment.
Really? Because I thought we were thinking about the top.
Oh, no. When I was watching Bake Off last night, I said to myself,
I fucking love that top.
We did not recap that entire audiobook, not to have an entire soundboard dedicated to her.
No.
It's coming back to use.
Lord, let me count the ways.
Oh, the Mariah menu. Let me count the items on the menu.
All over my elegant fresh linguine. No.
Okay, I apologize. I'll stop now.
I was having a moment.
A Mick moment.
Literally.
God. I mean, my body was pretty much a straight line at that age.
Me before the menu comes out next week. I can't.
Oh, boy. Yep. Got plenty of options to choose from on this menu.
Yeah.
The promo campaign for
Mariah,
this.
How do you feel about Wendy?
Whom I don't know.
All right, I'm done. I swear, I'm putting it away.
Wow.
I have thrown the soundboard.
The promo campaign for this particular ad collaboration
unhinged.
Is unhinged.
But also tea.
At this point, it's comedy. It's parody. It's meta. So if you haven't somehow seen it, there's both a 40-second spot or so of her announcing this, including a glamorous shot of her in front of a McDonald's, very obviously green screened poorly in.
All of it.
And even better is the one that McDonald's tweeted out, which is her rising from the sea with a McDonald's sign in the back. Now, what I think this is, and I don't know if you've seen it too, is there's a meme of her returning to the sea after Christmas.
Yes.
And that it's a play on that. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure the gay intern at McDonald's was like, this will be funny if we do the reverse Warholian experience of that. I don't think anybody knows that except for gay Twitter, though.
It's also what Christmas is going to look like in 10 years from now, all around the world.
Again, ahead of her time.
Yeah.
She's like, come to your nearest under the sea McDonald's.
Yeah, that's going to be the North Pole.
They'll only be having McFish fillets.
Literally, the elves will be in swimmies.
I love this. Put it in the Louvre. Just art. High fashion art.
I saw your Photoshop everywhere. I did see that.
Yeah.
I am paying attention.
That made the rounds.
It did.
Yeah. What else can you really say about that photo? It's art instantly. Congratulations, Mariah.
It also seems like it's a good deal.
Like financially?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So you download the app, not sponsored, and then you get free shit every single day.
We should get a McMariah spawn con for Literally. McDonald's, please. Just like me eating fries for a minute.
They do have good french fries, I will say.
Absolutely not sponsored, but absolutely.
But I think what you do is you
Burger
go
King
on the
fucking
app,
wishes.
And all you have to do is spend $1, and then you get something free.
Oh, that is a good deal.
Yeah.
We're going to try that, not sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I am looking forward to that. I do love those fries. Fucking love those fries.
Who do we think has the best chicken nuggets?
Oh, that might be Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yeah. McDonald's is not it for nuggets, I don't think.
No.
Wendy's kind of serves, I will say.
They do.
She is kind of.
They got those new natural cut fries. Mm. Delish.
The flavor.
Yeah. She's starting.
She is starting. It's time. Holiday season is approaching. Bells are ringing. BB
is singing.
I still
need to listen to the new Kelly album.
You do.
I'm not there yet. We just hit peak foliage season.
Yeah.
This week.
Right.
She's peaking on the charts. She's going to fall off next week.
That's true.
Along with all the
leaves and sails.
Yeah. Literally. And then, it hailed today.
It did.
So that was a little bit of Christmas.
Hail. And speaking of Hail, Lee Steinfeld is a voice on the show that we're watching, that I'm watching, that you need to watch, Arcane on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I do need to
League
watch
of
that.
Legends show. Fantastic animation.
Jinx,
fantastic.
Queen of Pop.
Yes. You'll stand when you see it.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't know it was Hailee Steinfeld.
Oh.
Love myself, Queen of Pop, providing the voice. We have to stand.
And Caitlyn just got remixed, reimagined, still iconic.
She did.
Skinny Legends.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a hat trick?
A lot of things to look forward to. A lot of things that you still need to listen to.
What?
Well, Adele, incoming.
Oh, yeah, like next week.
Next week. Yeah.
I got my remix back up on SoundCloud.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is it. She's coming with the album.
Oh, she's doing Oprah.
She is doing Oprah.
Who is having that conversation?
Yes, she will be. I'm expecting some tidbits from that.
That'll be good.
Yeah, there'll be sound bites. And we've got a certain holiday coming up very soon that we've got.
Oh. I know it ain't Thanksgiving.
Nicole Westbrook.
You know it's Nicole.
You know it's your girl, Nicole. Oh, God.
If you go on YouTube and you search Nicole Westbrook performing on the Anderson Cooper show, it is so fucking funny.
Oh, my God.
Look that one up.
Definitely.
If you need a laugh.
We do in these trying times.
Name someone else who has an iconic Thanksgiving song.
Nobody. Literally nobody. She did outsell.
Mariah needs to do that one next.
Seriously, there's an open market there.
There really is.
What do you even sing about, though?
Being thankful.
In that case, Kelly's got the market.
Cornered. Mariah could do Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then Aud Sing Lang.
Yeah.
And own all three holidays at the end of the year.
She could. She could. She could. Bebe Rexha can take Labor Day or Arbor Day.
Oh, I wonder if she's going to perform in that fucking Purdue turkey again. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Is anyone performing at the parade that we know of? That's coming up.
That is coming up. We don't do fireworks anymore, right? It's just the parade.
No, they just do the balloons.
Yeah, then in that case, I know that aspa, the K-pop group, is performing there, which is a first, which is iconic. They're the half virtual group.
Oh.
They just did Kelly Clarkson as well. I know that they're performing, and then there are like men. I'm sure there'll be a last minute addition.
We'll have to look that one up.
We'll look that one up. I'm actually surprised Kelly hasn't been announced, unless she has, because she's got a Christmas album to promote.
And a special.
Oh, that's right. She's got her own special. She doesn't need to do that. Yeah. It's been a historic week, a legendary week. A week of justice.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hold on to that. Let's keep that energy, that sparkling energy.
I have no choice but to keep that energy.
Oh, yeah, you do have that justice energy.
Yes, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Legends Only.
A podcast about gay things.
Yeah. I really did say that.
You spilled in court.
I hope you enjoy your Sunday evening. I now officially have the Sunday scaries as well.
You do.
I will be in court all week. So don't expect to hear from me. Until next time, when I probably will not listen to anything else for another week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The jury's still out on this one, but...
Yeah. Until then...
We will...
See you...
Soon.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail!
Could you imagine if I just yelled that out?
I could imagine it.
That would get me dismissed.
I don't even know at this point.
I just don't want to go to jail.
Well,
that's why I sat there and I behaved.
Yeah, I wouldn't do an outburst then. It's all right.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.